time now for our prep student athlete presented by, as a matter of fact, the U.S. Army. Greg, do the honors.
Well, this guy has exploded onto the scene, Greg. He transferred in from Virginia, moved in. His mother got a job and had an injury plague last season, even though he rushed for 189 yards, had a nagging, growing injury. And then this year has been outstanding. Talk about Spencer Briggs, running back, 5'11", 190 pounds. He's rushed for 1,303 yards so far this season, including last night's 192-yard effort in the win over Henderson. Got an average of over 8 yards per carry, 13 touchdowns this season. This is the big one here, guys. And this guy we had on our show is one of our top athletes. Get station camp, rushed for 313 yards along with 4 touchdowns at 313 yards rushing. Set a school record previously held by current Georgia Tech running back Jordan Mason, who we've had on to the show. He followed that effort up the next game against Hillsboro with 284 yards and another 4 touchdowns.
All right, let's bring in Gallatin coach Chad Watson and running back Spencer Briggs. First, coach, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thank you, coach. Spencer, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I appreciate it. And, Coach, I'll just go right to you. It's got to be a good feeling to wake up on Saturday morning 8-0.
Yeah, it is always a good feeling to wake up after a win. And it's something we've got to do a lot this year, which we're thankful for. And we're excited about it, and we'll let the guys enjoy it today. But we got to huge one next week for sure.
But everyone knows the tradition of Gallatin and how much that, you know, and importance not only to that community, but I think to mid-state and state football, because when Gallatin's good, it makes everybody better, I think. And there's a little bit more to it than coaching to Gallatin, just the X's and O's.
Yeah, for sure. You want to get the community involved. And one thing we've done, we've really talked to our kids a lot about the tradition of the program, and I think our kids have really bought into it, and they want to honor that, and they want to kind of leave their mark on the program, and our seniors have done a really good job taking that on.
Hey, Coach, it's Coach Bubba Spears. It's a lot easier to get going 8-0 when you turn around and hand that ball to Spencer and just say, hey, Spencer, go do what you do best, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he's done a really, really good job. He works his butt off day in and day out, and I'm glad we got him, and I'm glad he's playing for us for sure.
Gallatin coach Chad Watson and running back Spencer Briggs with us here this morning on Prep Football Talk.
Spencer Craig, lad, talk about you. I know your mother got a job here in the area, and you moved from Virginia, and I read a little story. You were kind of bummed out leaving your friends in Virginia, and then last year, you rushed for 891 yards, which was a great season, but man, you had a nagging, growing injury bothered you most, but this year you've been healthy, and man, you've just exploded onto the scene.
I was a little nervous coming down, leaving all my friends, but I came down here in the community. It's overwhelming, and the brotherhood that we have down here is crazy. So I like it a lot.
You like running that football too, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Just talk to a little bit about your approach to the game and the way you go about your business during the week and then in game night, because you know this season especially you're going to get the ball.
It's just taking it one week at a time, getting prepared for the opponents we have, knowing that each week they're going to come out and try to knock us off our streak that we have going.
Spencer, you know, I'm going to talk about that 313-yard effort against Station Camp. You know, you're in rarefied air having a running back record at Gallatin of all the stable of running backs that they have produced through the years. I mean, that's quite an accomplishment.
It was a crazy opportunity that I have. My line gave me a great opportunity to break the record that night, and it was just a crazy night.
Coach Watson, again, it's Coach Bubba Spears. Tell us a little bit about your change. You know, you're coming from one school out of Clarksville and coming down and taking a rich tradition in Gallatin. And finally, you know, you're getting them turned around. And like I said, it's been a while since they've been 8-0. And I guarantee you, when that community's behind you, it's nothing better.
Yeah, it is. I mean, coming from Clarksville, I mean, we had a pretty good team at Northeast last year, but even I think there one time we were sitting 6-0 and not near the fan support that you will see at Gallatin. As far as the crowd last night was unbelievable. They're packing the stadium every time we have a home game, and we have people in the community asking us really on a daily basis if there's anything they can do to help us out. So they're quick to let you know that they're behind us and they really support these kids, and they've went out of their way a lot just to come up there and check on us and see if we need anything. So it's unbelievable at Gallatin. Like I tell our kids every day, you don't realize how lucky you are to get to play in this program.
Well, Coach, tell us a little bit about your team. What's worked and what do you want to get to here down the stretch to get where you really want to be? But how did you get to 8-0? Tell us a little bit about your team.
It started in spring practice. We came in, and I think Spencer will vouch for this. We were extremely physical. A lot of Oklahoma, a lot of one-on-one, trying for us as coaches and new staff, trying to evaluate, see who should be where on the depth chart. Before we got into spring ball, I think one of the most important things that I've done is hired a really, really good coaching staff, and I've surrounded myself with top-notch coaches. I wouldn't trade my coaching staff for anybody's in the state, and it continued on hard work throughout the summer in the weight room, and our guys have just bought in to what we're doing. And offensively, we hang our hat on being able to run the football and making explosive plays when we do put the ball in the air. And defensively, I think we've given up 29 points through 8 games. Our guys are doing a really, really good job getting people off the field, and Coach Broder and Coach Clemens do a great job with the defense and special teams. We incorporate that in every single practice. They get daily meeting time. So, I mean, we're trying to build this thing all three phases of the football game. But our kids have been unbelievable, and they've done everything we've asked them to do.
Spencer Craig-Ladd, again, with this your outburst this year, I can imagine that you've been getting a few calls from college coaches. How is that going? Who are you hearing from so far?
I'm hearing from Vanderbilt, South Carolina, and some other schools. It's a little overwhelming. It just picked up out of the blue this year. I wasn't really expecting to get as much attention as I am getting, but it's definitely exciting in a way.
Join us, Chad Watson, Spencer Briggs, 8-0, Gallatin, I guess this coming Friday night, Coach, sets up pretty good. I'm looking at Gallatin 8-0, Beach is 8-0, and you guys have been on a collision course here for several weeks now, and you got to go over there. But what a great setting it will be for and with really the region championship on the line Friday night.
Yeah, it's a big game. It's a game that our guys have been working for. People have been trying to get us to talk about this game for a few weeks now, but we've locked in and stayed focused on what we had to do. But now the time's finally come. Nothing but respect for what Coach Crabtree does at Beach. He's a heck of a football coach, and they got a good football team. We're going to worry about Gallatin, try to continue to get better. And like you said, it's a huge football game. Not only is it for a region championship, but the way the playoffs work out this year.
Well, and
you find a way to win this one.
Well, it certainly sets up as the marquee game in the mid-state with two 8-0 teams and rivalry, Sumner County. I mean, you'll have them. They'll be packed over there, Gallatin at Beach Friday night. Coach Chad Watson, 8-0, Gallatin. Spencer Briggs, a running back as well. Hey, guys, thanks for joining us, and continued success the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Thank you.